Bianca Burt is Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. A very good morning. Are we starting to see a little bit of an improvement with regard to the currency?
Good morning, Howard. Yes, the rand is finally starting to play catch up with the recovery seen in the rest of the emerging markets. And since the low of 15.10 that we saw last week, the rand has managed to regain around about 3%.
So that's good news. That is very, very good news. So is that whole little incident with the Reserve Bank behind us, do you think?
It seems like it is behind us for the time being, which is very important to remember, is that Lekgotla is not a decision-making forum. It's actually a discussion forum. And whatever is decided and decided there cannot necessarily be passed into law immediately. It actually has to go through the proper channels. And I think we were a bit quick to jump to assumptions, thinking that those channels will be following the Lekgotla.
Any global dynamics that could affect the currency today?
Today, from a data perspective, we had some CPI from China this morning, which was in line with expectations. We also have retail sales due for release from the local economy today, while the US will release their CPI figures. Mario Draghi, who is the president of the ECB, which is the European Central Bank, will also be addressing Parliament today. And we will definitely keep an eye out for any indication that he might be changing his tone in the future, but status quo is expected from him.
Right. And the anticipated trading values today?
We can expect a rebound to continue up until the 1450 level. Mm-hmm. We can expect some resistance coming in at 1462. But all in all, it is currently in the rand's favor, and we can expect a continuous improvement. The rand is currently trading at 1465 against the dollar, 1660 against the euro, 1865 against the pound, and an Israeli shekel will currently cost you 4 rand and 9 cents.
Bianca Burtis, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. We speak to her every morning to get an understanding of what is going on in the financial and forex markets.